Shevchenko at Chelsea, is it the worst transfer in Chelsea history? In 2006, Shevchenko signed to play for Chelsea, making a club record fee at that time with a bid of £30.8 million. But the transfer was considered a disaster, a failed deal, by Roman Abramovich. What happened to a talented Ukraine striker? Together with Chelsea Wiki, look back at the time Shevchenko at Chelsea to understand more. About Shevchenko. Andriy Mikolaevich Shevchenko was born on September 29, 1976, in Verkhivskina, Kiev. Shevchenko was a former striker playing for Dynamo Kiev, AC Milan, Chelsea, and the Ukraine national team. He is a true legend of European football. Why do people call him a true legend? With 67 goals, he holds the seventh highest scoring position in all European competitions. In every game he joined, he was always considered one of the most lethal strikers. In his career, Andriy Shevchenko achieved many awards, including the Ballon d'Or in 2004 and being the last player from Eastern Europe to win the coveted prize. Shevchenko is one of the most prolific players in Milan history, who won Serie A, Coppa d'Italia, Supercoppa Italiana, UEFA Champions League, and UEFA Super Cup with the team. The time he played for Milan is the best time with the best form in his career. A golden player at AC Milan. Shevchenko was at the peak of his career with the Rossoneri before transferring to Chelsea. On his debut during the 1999-2000 season, Shevchenko had 32 appearances, but he scored 24 goals in the Serie A triumph. Yes, he became the first foreign player who won the scoring award in his first debut. In the third season, under the AC Milan jersey, Shevchenko proudly lifted the Champions League up with his team and won other awards as you have known above. Shevchenko, who replaced Gabriel Batistuta as the world's most lethal striker in the early to mid-2000s, scored an astounding 175 goals in 322 appearances across all competitions during his 7-year stay in Milan. Shevchenko at Chelsea with physical burnout. He officially joined the Blues in 2006 under the Roman Abramovich era after two failed deals. In the summer of 2003, the team made an offer to buy him, but Milan flatly refused. The Russian oligarch was not deterred by this, though. A second attempt by Chelsea to acquire Milan's top striker failed miserably in the summer of 2005. What happened to Shevchenko at Chelsea? The first few days of the Ukrainian player at Chelsea were very promising. His debut goal against Liverpool served as a signal that things would continue as it was expected. However, it became clear rather quickly that Shevchenko wasn't quite right. He had a lethargic, noticeably unfit appearance. Before the 2006 World Cup, Shevchenko, unfortunately, had an injury that didn't recover in time. He only played in half form in Ukraine's first ever big international competition when they went to the quarterfinals. Before the age of 30, Shevchenko had to face a health problem, a physical burnout. At that point in his career, he had played more than 600 games. It might be what both Chelsea and other people forgot before deciding to sign with Shevchenko. At that time, the declination of Shevchenko gave a chance for Drogba, the Ivorian player, to shine at Stamford Bridge. Drogba surpassed Shevchenko to score 33 goals in the 2006-07 season. Shevchenko, at Chelsea, was known as a quiet one. His talking and sharing with other team members on the pitch was rare. But Shevchenko never means that he has come to the throne. It might just be the language barrier. To relive the glory days, he left Stamford Bridge on loan to Milan in the summer of 2008. Seemingly, Shevchenko prepared carefully for his leaving. On the day he left Chelsea, Shevy played for the club for 77 matches. Shevchenko Chelsea goals were 22 in total. The 2007 League Cup final was his last for the Blues. Conclusion. Actually, Shiva didn't come to Chelsea as a player. He is like a friend, coming to wear a friend's team shirt because he loves it more than trying to conquer a certain career peak at the age of 30. Not everyone knows that Shevchenko and Roman Abramovich become friends before. They get closer and respect each other. For all the good things, Shevchenko left them in Italy. Let us know your thoughts about Shevchenko at Chelsea. Do you think it is the worst time for him? For Chelsea Wiki, it's not. Because we know the at that time problem of Shevchenko. Shevchenko is still a friend of Chelsea, and maybe become a coach in the future. He regularly visits Stamford Bridge to watch their matches. Some young players at the club also learn from his play style, attitude, and hard work. Like and follow Chelsea Wiki to enjoy more stories about Chelsea players.